All right, we are back. This is the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. Glad to have you aboard. It's that time for the Gunsmith, Saturday mornings, 8 to 9, right here on US 103. Yeah. We got the Gunsmith. We've got Eric, who knows a ton about guns as well.
And thank you for having me.
Oh, we're glad to have you in here.
Yeah, always glad to have Eric on board. Eric's been with Williams Gunsight for a long, long time, and he's become so knowledgeable. He was good right off the bat. I mean, we hit it off a long time ago. Plus, he's got a background in radio. He used to spend some time on a Detroit station. And so we hit it off, and I think we have some jealous people at the store because you and I talk more. They're always like, how come I can't get on the show? It's like, well you know, I don't know.
We'll have to have auditions. You need to. Yeah. They have to bring
we'll
something
have
to the table
we'll have
to
mix
get
it up.
Yeah. Guns and radio bridges all gaps.
There you go. Yeah, I guess so.
Hey, we're going to talk about guns this segment. We're going to talk about hunting, actually.
Yeah.
And the different seasons, and I mean, we're fast approaching. I mean, tomorrow's September.
Right on top of us, yeah.
So, and it's a good time as well. You know, if you're thinking about roofing,
Tri-County roofing,
like that segue. So
very good.
But you got to get this stuff done before it gets too cold. You know, if you've got, and these guys will help you if you're trying to nurse a roof through winter, they'll let you know if you can do that.
Yeah.
And if anybody can repair it, they can.
They can. That's right. Popped in and seen him a couple, probably three or four times this week. We spent a lot of time together, and they're just great folks, busy as ever. And
after
willing
that storm
to,
last night.
Oh man. Oh, yeah. There's been some good storms this week. That's for sure. Now, with Tri-County Roofing, you can't go wrong. They've been around since 1971, and you can reach them very easily by calling them at 810-732-7740. Tim and his whole team will be out there to help you and let you know if you can be helped. Some people are beyond help, you know. Some
That's
roofs
for sure.
are beyond help.
Yeah.
And
but they specialize in those commercial,
way too personal.
Commercial roofs, low slope, flat pitch. And they're expensive. I mean, when you do something,
roofs are expensive.
You want to make sure that it's done right.
Yep.
And you want to make sure that you need it.
You want somebody to do it. It's going to be here tomorrow.
Yep.
Not a fly by night company.
Yep.
You know, not the cheapest price. Never go with the cheapest price. I'm telling you, I've been a contractor for over 30 years. Do not go with the cheapest price. You'll always be upset. And when a deal sounds too good to be true, it usually is.
It's like dentistry. Sometimes you don't want to save money.
Yeah.
Dentist needs to be good.
I think I'll pay for clean tools.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So get a hold of Tri-County Roofing and tell them you heard about them on the Gunsmith Show. And on that note, we're going to start talking about hunting, which is near and dear to their hearts as well. But hunting here in Michigan is becoming more of a legal challenge than ever before. And I say this because the writers of the guides used to be out, the hunting guides that you get when you go buy your license, they used to be out like April 1st for the next year. Now, these attorneys that do this stuff now wait till the last minute. Here it is September, and we still don't have the actual book yet. And season starts on
early antlerless.
Early antlerless season is coming up on the 21st, but small game season actually starts on April 15th. And, you know, Dan, you and I have talked about coyote season this year. There's been a lot of questions. Is it open? Is it closed? Well, yeah, it was closed.
Because they didn't used to have, I mean, you could do it any time.
It used to be all year long.
All
now
day,
they
every
closed
day,
it from April 15th to July 15th. And, you know, I never want to go into woods and worry that I'm breaking a rule. I'm breaking a law and I don't realize it. And it's going to strip me of my gun laws or my hunting privileges, because they are privileges, aren't they, Eric?
Yep.
And you can lose them just as fast as you had them.
In a hurry. I mean, and I don't know isn't a good excuse.
No. Yeah. I wasn't aware that they don't, you know.
Which is what makes it so challenging that you don't get the information, which is what you're talking about leading with on the guides coming out.
So, Eric, you dug in. You did some real good digging, and you being there at Williams and having people ask every day, you guys are, and you sell licenses, you're privy to, you kind of get first dibs.
Right. So, but a lot of it I had to go online and dig through, you know, third party. And
yeah,
then,
which we hope is accurate. And we're gonna say that no matter what we tell you today, we still want you to do your due diligence. If you're going to do a certain type of hunting, you know, if you're like you're a specific woodcock hunter, know what you have to do for woodcock hunting and know it. If you're a specific squirrel hunter, know your bag limits, know what you can hunt with, and that kind of stuff. So you need to really do your due diligence with every hunting season we have. Now, you've got a couple you want to talk about right off the bat. I jotted them down so I can bring them up if you want to just kind of chat with me.
Right. But
we were talking about September 21st and 22nd is that early antlerless season.
Yep.
But it's going to be changing next year, isn't it?
Yeah.
Tell them a little bit about what you found out.
So the youth and the veterans hunt
are combined. Same dates.
Yep. And at 2025, everything I could read that it will be antlerless only. So if you want to get your kids out or the vets out and get something with horns, this could be the last year for a while to do so.
Well, and that's been a complaint we've had the entire, all the year. We've had to show on, I think, for 12 years now. For every single year, Jake and I, my son, have complained about the youth hunt killing prime bucks. And we all know, we've all seen the stories of, you know, my 8-year-old daughter got this beautiful buck and the dad's got the big smile on the face and that 8-year-old daughter's never pulled the trigger on that rifle.
No, they bring a kid in a car seat. Yeah. It's Jimmy's first hunt. And it's like, I don't think that that's what's happening.
I mean, I'm sure there are a lot of them that it is their actual first hunt or it might be the first time they're there, but who's actually pulling the trigger? That's between you and God, because you, God, and the conservation officer.
Yeah.
So, but I just, it's always bothered me that why open up buck hunting when the rut is coming and you get these prime bucks that are destined to have offspring and they can have 20, you know, they're multiple partners. They can have 20 young bucks that they could, you know,
deer usually have more. Twins. So,
yeah. So, I mean, all these deer that are taken out of the equation, do the insurance companies really control this that much? And I think they do.
I think I read there's 58,000 deer-related insurance claims in Michigan last year. So, yeah.
Well, the just a section of woods I hunt, there was 12 deer that I know of that were killed by cars right around my blind, within a half mile of my blind, which makes me sick because I didn't see any does in the woods last year.
Yeah.
I only saw two bucks, and I shot them both. And lost one and got one. So didn't see a single doe. And the farmer's like, when are you going to start killing does? When I see them, I'll shoot them. But they've all been killed in the roads. Mm. Well, this year there's 9 or 10 running around out there, and that's a good sign. Stay out of the roads. I'm trying to talk the deer into not playing in the roads.
Yeah,
they had a thing with asphalt. They had an affinity with asphalt last year and bumpers. They like bumpers. I think people are putting apples on their bumpers or something. I don't understand it.
I just don't get how like a twig scares them off when it breaks, but like a truck hurtling towards them, they're just, oh, what's going on here? I think I'll stay around.
Walk slower.
Yeah,
walk slower. So hopefully...
they've been studying under the raccoons.
Yes.
Apparently. And now they're saying West Nile virus is in Genesee County. I don't know if it's in Lapeer County yet or not, but...
They find a dead hawk or something.
Hawk or bird or something, or falcon or something. And... I don't understand it, but our life's just going to pot, I'm telling you. But I'm very happy that this will be the last year for the ability for the youth hunt and the veterans hunt to kill bucks. I want it to be does. If there's a 8-to-1 doe ratio like they're saying there is, we need more does taken. And we see a lot of bucks killed on the side of the road. I travel the state a lot, but I see a ton of does smacked and killed. And this year I've seen so many spotted fawns killed, it makes me sick. They've just been playing in the road something fierce. I think the skeeters are drawing them out to the roads. Maybe the cars kill so many skeeters, it might be less bugs in the road.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm thinking out loud. I don't know.
But, well, the mild winters, too. I mean, early 2010s, you had those, you know, 2-foot snow winters, and I think you lost a lot. I know up Cadillac, north. You know, there was a lot less deer.
Yeah.
And I think they're starting to
back. All my reports from the UP, and there's a lot of reports from the UP that are coming, that the amount of wolves killing the deer up there is just absolutely amazing now. So, and I'm getting a lot of reports from the UP. Deanna actually sent in 2 defibrillators to Menominee. I say it every time I say it, I do the same thing. Sorry. But Yeah, we're sending two AEDs to Menominee here in this next week, too. So
school's up there? Or?
Yeah, yeah, school cool. In Menominee. They're a Michigan school, and sure. They're welcome to...
Part of the charter.
So if you know a school, just off the top of my head, if you know a school that needs an AED...
TalkingTommy'sHeart.org, that's part of the mission. That's what you guys do to save lives from sudden cardiac events for youth.
That's right. We got lots of them going out. So anyways, on that note, I think that's about it for the segment. We have got a coyote season. Tell them about coyote season.
Close between mid-April to mid-July.
That's right. But it's open now.
So it's open now. Now.
Yep, it's open now. So coyote killing is legal, and you don't have to have bait with like what do you call those little birds? Roadrunners?
Roadrunners.
Don't have to have a roadrunner for bait or anything. Meep. Yeah, exactly. Don't have to have that. So, and there are thousands of coyotes out there just waiting for you to give them a dirt nap.
More than probably now than ever. So.
Yeah, yeah. Especially having that 3-month hiatus in the killing season. So, tons of fun to be had this year in the fall. In this fall and in our hunting season.
Varmint hunting. You I love that. I love
we sell thermals and, you know.
Because you can hunt all night long. I mean, you can hunt whenever, right?
Yeah, on public land, you have to use rimfire 22 or smaller. But on private land, isn't it 260 and smaller? And you can
270 and smaller. 270. 277 and smaller.
Okay.
Yeah, so anything smaller than a 270 you can use at night. So 6.5s are all in. So there's a lot of calibers you can use. Now,
can you tell through the scopes? So the only thing, you know, you're at night, you got a thermal scope. Does it show up? I mean, is it very clear that it's a coyote as opposed to a dog?
That's out past like 100 yards, 200 yards. It does get rough.
Fuzzy.
There was a guy, I believe, earlier this year or late last year who shot. It was weird, but there was a wolf downstate.
Mm.
Don't know how it got here. But
could you take one down with 22?
Hey, hit him in the head. Pelt hunters get him real close and with like a 22 mag.
Yeah, shoot him in the head.
Yep. Puts him down. Just, you know, humanely, I'd try not to use a 22. But
yeah, most of the guys I know are using like 6.5 Creedmoors, 6.5 Grendels, 223s, 243s. One of my buddies hunts with a 243 all the time. One of the guys I know, Brian, he's literally hunts 4 or 5 nights a week for coyotes. He has a system of 13 or 14 farms in Genesee and Tuscola County that he does on a circuit every night. Every night he can get
out
there.
What do you do with them? I mean, you don't eat.
He sells coyotes. The hides.
The coats,
He sells the hides. But he does it. The farmers ask him to do it.
Yeah.
And he just loves it.
Yeah, because they're wreaking havoc with the farm animals.
And a lot of guys just treat them like, you know, varmints, just leave them.
And some do. Jake went with him a couple times, and he says the coolest thing was, he says, we were hunting a buffalo farm. And
coyote can take down buffalo?
No. The coyote were actually walking through the buffaloes.
Oh.
He says, so you're looking through the thermal, and you're seeing all these these buffaloes,
pig.
And you're seeing, it's a cool night, and you see the steam coming out of their nostrils.
Oh, wow.
The heat. Yeah. The heat sensing. Yeah. And he said, and there's a coyote walking behind him. And it's like, you got to be careful because you don't want to shoot the
coyote. Not a cheap animal.
You don't want to shoot the guys, you know, bison.
They don't call them wily coyotes for nothing.
Man, hiding in the buffaloes. Smart animals, man. Yeah. I have always had good luck with coyotes first thing in the morning. You put it's daylight, so you can hunt with a high-powered rifle.
Okay.
And I get out there and hunt out of my deer blind, and you literally call them in with a screech call.
Yeah.
And they'll come out of the fence rows, just come bebopping along.
Right.
Always got to wait till after the crops are down. So I wait till the beans are down and the corn's down. So it's a December thing a lot of times for me. And nothing like seeing a coyote. And you're like, oh, there's one. You know? And it's a good feeling. And
boom. So the coats, when they take the coats, what do they do with those? Who buys them?
I've actually had, there's fur buyers that'll buy them.
Yeah.
Renaissance Fair is a big place.
Or buy them or sell them.
Yeah.
Well, they, the Renaissance Festival's always been cool for that kind of stuff. They have, there's fur buyers around. There's like 3 or 4 out in Lapeer County where it's popular. The Thumb, they're all over the Thumb.
Right.
You just got to get it. You got to go to your local, a lot of times the feed stores will know where the fur buyers are.
Okay.
And they'll be somehow tied.
Don't check with PETA.
No. If you know of a good Chinese restaurant.
Right.
I'm just kidding. So there's lots of fur buyers around. But I've actually, the coyotes I've got, I've taken and had the pelts tan.
Okay.
Which is tricky because it's a very thin fur.
Yeah.
And it's a...
it's kind of rough, too.
And one time I took a beautiful, huge coyote in, and I got this little gnarly little runt thing back. I'm like, this is not the same dog.
It's not my,
and
yeah.
They're like, no, I think we lost yours.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, you're kidding me. It was a big one. It was a big, big
consolation coyote. Prize.
Yeah, it's so I still got it in a box.
Make again. A mitten out of it.
Yeah,
I don't even want it. It's embarrassing. Oh. I should hang it from the antenna on my truck, just to be a redneck, you know.
There you go.
But anyways,
all right, we got to take a break. We'll come on back. It's the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1. Back right after this.